朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
到底我们知道什么叫做与神同行，或者与主同行？
As to whether exactly is it that we understand what it means to walk with the Lord?
或者我们有多少人真正的在过一个与主同行的生活？
And yet another question as to whether any of us are truly walking with the Lord today.
坦白地说，如果我们不问这些问题。
In all honesty, I think if we do not ask these questions,
如果我们不去找这些问题的答案，很诚恳地去找这些答案，
and very diligently and honestly, go seek the answers to these questions,
如果我们不去实践体验这样的一个真理，
and if we do not go to have a personal experience and encounter with this truth,
教会这些句子不过变成一些口号而已。
I believe that thesethemes are reduced to mere slogans.
我相信今天我们这一代的中国人，
I'm sure that in this generation of Chinese,
特别是台湾，也许是中国大陆来的，
especially those from Taiwan as well as mainland China,
我们非常非常怕口号，甚至有的时候我们痛恨口号。
Oftentimes, we are very fearful of slogans and in fact, hate slogans.
我们可以喊得很像样，但是我们知道离我们十万八千里。
And although verbally, we yell and vocalize them, yet in our hearts, they're separated by miles.
如果一句话只是一个口号，就变成空谈。
And if a phrase only becomes a slogan, then it is of utter emptiness.
所以在最近这几个月，我常常思想这个问题，到底与神同行的实际到底是什么？
And so in these weeks, I have asked myself,What exactly is the reality of walking with the Lord?
我们知道与神同行，这是圣经里面的一个观念，是圣经里面的一个真理。
We know that walking with the Lord is a concept, a truth that is found in the Holy Word.
每一次我们在圣经里面看到，或者想到，或者联想到这句话的时候，我们不会忘记以神同行跟以诺连在一起。
And every time that we come upon this phrase, I think it is inevitable that we think of that Old Testament character Enoch, where it is described him as walking with the God.
好，请弟兄姊妹跟我一同翻到创世纪第五章。
And so I invite you to turn with me to the fifth chapter of Genesis.
我们没有时间把全章的圣经读完，如果有时间读的话，大概也会觉得非常的枯燥无味。
Although we do not, because of time, we cannot read the whole passage, the whole chapter, and I think if we were to read it, perhaps some of us would find it, very distasteful and boring.
因为在这一章的圣经里面有许多的名字，而且所描写的东西是一而再，再而三的重复而已。
Because we see in this one chapter the description given of several different people, and it seems that the description that is given is similar in each case.
我们只看二十一节到二十七节。
But we want to focus in this morning on verse 21 to 27.
我们请代传道用英文替我们读这一段，请各位看我们手上的圣经。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 27. When Enoch had lived 65 years,He became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Although Enoch lived 365 years, Enoch walked with the Lord. Then he was no more because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech.And after he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Together, Methuselah lived 969 years, and then he died.
请各位不要把这个创世纪把它盖起来，然后我们同时再翻到新约希伯来书第十一章。
And keeping your finger in that place, I invite you also to turn to the New Testament, to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章，我们同声的
来读第五节和第六节。
And I invite you together to read with me verse 5 and verse 6.
希伯来书十一章五节和六节，我们同声开口来读。
Hebrews 11, 5 and 6. Together let us read.
希伯来书。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以前，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能夸起神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。当我们刚才听见戴传道带我们读这个英文的《创世纪》第五章的时候
，As we just read from the fifth chapter of Genesis，
如果你有时间很快的把全章浏览过去
，If you were to very quickly browse through that chapter，
我们看到有几个很有趣的事实。
I think you would find some very interesting truths。
我常常在讲台上一而再的提到一件事情。
Oftentimes on the pulpit, I emphasize something repeatedly.
我们读圣经有读圣经的方法，读圣经有读圣经的秘诀。
As we read the Bible, there is a certain secret or a certain method that we are to adopt.
很多人告诉我说我喜欢读圣经，但是读的不长久，读了一段时间就不想读了，然后每一次都从创世纪第一章开始。
Many people have told me that they like to read the Bible, but yet as they read it for a while, they seem to lose interest, and so they always go back to Genesis chapter 1 and begin again.
很多时候是因为我们读圣经的方法，读圣经的方式不太准确。
And I think that that is probably oftentimes due to the fact that we are inaccurate in our methodology and our approach to reading the scripture.
我常常强调读圣经有三个非常重要的步骤。
And so I often repeatedly emphasize that there are three very important dynamics to studying the scripture.
第一个，我们要非常细心地去观察圣经的本文。
First of all, it is a very careful observation of the text that we have before us.
我很怕很多弟兄姊妹，很多基督徒读圣经的时候，一来就看里面的亮光，一来就看里面的意义，圣经的本身都没有读清楚。
Oftentimes, I am fearful of these brothers and sisters that as they open the scripture, they immediately look for that inner light and that inner revelation, and they do not carefully look at the words that are there.
所以观察很重要，第二个是意义，第三个也是非常重要的读经的一个秘诀，就是怎么样把神的话应用在我们的生活
上。So first of all, we see observation. Secondly, to interpret the meanings there. And then lastly, and very importantly, application.
那么在刚才我们所读的创世纪第五章里面，我们看见有几个观察到几个很有趣的事实。
And as we read Genesis chapter 5, we would see some very interesting facts that are stated there.
如果大家很快的浏览第五章过去的时候，就发现从亚当到挪亚一共记载在这一章圣经里面记载的时代的名字。
And if you were to look within this chapter, you would quickly see that recorded here is a span of roughly 10 generations
from Adam to Noah. 在这时代的这个连续的记载里面，我们看见一件事情：以诺是寿命最短的一个人。
And we see within this list of genealogy, Enoch listed, and Enoch's lifespan was of the shortest in the ten.
说他短呢，他也活了365年。
And yet to say that he's short, I think is relative because he lived for some 365 years.
但是跟其他的九代来比的话，他真是一个怎么说，中年夭折的一个中年人。
And yet, within a comparison to those that are listed with him, we see that he died at a very young age, or
midlife crisis. 我们常常说中年危机，这个地方大概是创世纪里面的中年危机。
Perhaps here we see a case of midlife crisis.
他的祖父是在九代里面比较短命的，也活了895岁。
And even his grandfather, who lived a very short time in comparison to the others, lived some 800 and so years.
其他的这些祖先呢，都是900岁以上。
And in comparison to all the rest, we see all of them living well above 900 years.
但是很有意思的一件事情就是，在这里我们看见以诺生了一个孩子。那个孩子马土撒拉是时代里面年纪最长的，969岁。
And very interesting, we see that Enoch gave birth or had a son called Methuselah, and within this whole list of generations, Methuselah lived for some 969 years.
但是除了这些数字的游戏以外，我们看见一个很有意思的事情。
But yet, in addition, I think to these number games, there's something also that is very interesting.
其他的这些先祖，其他的九代的名字，都是说到他们生了某某人以后，又活了多少多少岁。就死了。
We see a description here that is similar throughout this chapter in that when one was born, he lived for X amount of years and then had a son or had children, and then he lived for an X amount of additional years and then died.
但是在二十二节告诉我们说，以诺生了马祖撒勒以后。
But yet in verse 22, we have a break there because it records for us that Enoch became the father of Methuselah.
他与神同行三百年。
And here we see a description that is given that Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years.
不是在那里记载说他又活了三百年，只是说而且他特别提到他与神同行，特别提到这。
It was not merely a record of him living an additional 300 years, but special emphasis was placed on the fact that here was a man that walked with the Lord.
现代的中文译本翻译的很有意思，他不用与神同行这四个字，他把它翻成是跟上帝有密切。
Very interestingly, in the New Chinese translation, it is described of there of Enoch not as walking with the Lord, but having a close relationship and fellowship with the Lord.
从刚才这样的一个比较，我们看见一个很重要的一件事情。
And I think from this contrast, we see a very important thing.
我们想到美国的林肯总统说的一句名言。
We remember a very famous saying that President Lincoln once said.
人的生命好像一篇文章，不在乎它的长短，而在乎它的内容。
He spoke of a person's lifespan similar to that of an article. It's not a question as to whether it's length, but rather a question of its content.
哪一个人不想在地上活久一点？
Who among us does not want to live a long life?
哪一个人在死的面前？没有这种畏惧的感觉。
Who any of us, as we face death, do not carry with it a certain degree of fear?
哪一个正常的人会伸开双手来欢迎死亡？
Who of us, in our normal mind, would open up our arms to welcome death?
但是今天早上我们在以诺的身上看见一个非常重要的一个真理。
But yet, within the life of Enoch this morning, I believe that we see a very important truth.
今天的科技、今天的医学、今天的各方面，可以让我们的生命可以活得更久一点。
That today, in its all its science and all its medicine, can enable us to live a longer life.
但是今天早上我们要思想的不是这个生命的长短，而是到底这生命的内涵是什么。
But our concern this morning is not.Concerning the span of one's life, but rather concerning the content of one's life.
别人都是这样活过几百年，但是我们看见以诺在他的生命的里面，却与他的上帝有那样亲密、密切的交往。
We see others living some hundreds and hundreds of years.And without any notice, but we see rather in Enoch a contrast that here is a man that indeed had a relationship and a walk with the Lord.
第二个很有趣的事情。
Secondly, a very interesting area.
以诺一共活了三百六十五岁。
We see that Enoch lived for 365 years.
65岁开始与神同行。
That at the age of 65, he began to walk with the Lord.
怎么突然之间在六十五岁？会想到与神同行。
What had happened? What had caused him at 65 to begin this new phase?
圣经里面没有很清楚的交代。
The Bible does not give us a very clear description.
但说了一句很特别的话，说以诺生了马祖撒拉以后与主同行。
But rather it describes Enoch as after he had given birth to Methuselah, then it was at that time that he walked with the Lord.
我们不知道为什么生了马祖撒拉就使他要亲近神。
And we're not sure as to why it was that it was only after his son was born that he made this commitment.
是马祖撒勒难产呢，还是怎么样？我们不知道。
Maybe Enoch's wife had a rough pregnancy.
或者说这个他等了半天一直没有孩子，终于结婚了五十年以后，终于生了一个马祖撒勒。
Or maybe he waited for years and years before finally he was able to have a son.
但是我们发现在他的人生当中发生一件事情使他开始想到上帝。
But we see that there was an event within the life of Enoch that caused him to focus in upon God.
今天我们活在这个世上。
And I believe that as we live in this world today. There are many things that demand and draw our attention. And there are many things that demand our time.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，当以诺发生一件事情在他身上的时候，使他开始想到属灵的事。
So we see that a thing, an event happened within the life of Enoch that caused his eyes to be focused upon God.
但是，亲爱的朋友，我们知道一件事情。
But dear friends, we know one thing here.
我们每一个人的里面都有一个属灵的需要。
That each of us within our own deeper being, there is a spiritual need.
不是说这里有几种人，这个人有属灵的需要，那个人没有属灵的需要。
It is not a case where this.A certain person might have spiritual needs and the other does not.
我们每一个人心里面都有一个属灵的需要。
But rather, it's a case where each of us, every one of us, has that deep spiritual need within us.
但今天世界把我们这一个需要把它一层一层的把它盖住了。
And yet we see that within the world today, that spiritual need is layered and layered over by many different things.
当有一件事情发生在你身上时
，And so when one thing suddenly was to happen within your life，
当你想到永恒的时候
，And suddenly the case of reality and the fact of eternity comes within your mind，
那是你开始与你的上帝有密切来往的开始。
I believe that is at that time that we begin to have a very close relationship with the Lord。
过去在校园团契有一个年轻人来找我。
In the past, there was a young person in Campus Crew, Evangelical Fellowship that came to look.
谈到与主同行。
And we began to look upon this man Enoch and him walking with the Lord.
他是李牧师。
And he said, Reverend Lee,
我也要与主同行。
I want to walk with the Lord.
等我65岁的时候再说。
But wait until I'm 65.
我给他一问，给他问倒了。
And that question suddenly sent me in bewilderment.
哎，我说。我不知道怎么回答他，因为你要学以诺嘛，那以诺65岁，那等到65岁那个时候才来开始与神有亲密的交往。
And I wasn't really sure how to answer him because we see here in the scripture that here was a man Enoch that waited until he was 65 before he walked with the Lord.
这种哲学其实在我们今天这个时代也很多。
But yet I think this kind of philosophy is rampant in our society today.
我们要信耶稣。
I don't want to believe in Jesus.
因为我觉得信耶稣不让我羡慕。
Because it does not cause my admiration to believe in Jesus.
因为信耶稣又不能这个又不能那个，
Because
那多讨厌。
Once I become a Christian or once I believe I can't do this and I can't do that, how disappointing or frustrating.
但信耶稣其实也不错就是了。
But yet, I guess there are some good points to believe
in. 所以65岁。
Wait until I'm 65.
我给他问了以后，我觉得蛮有道理的。
And so, when he asked me that, I thought it well is quite logical.
后来感谢主，主给我一个智慧。
But yet, thank the Lord that suddenly he gave me special wisdom.
后来我就跟这个孩子讲，跟这个学生讲。
And so I said to this student,
我给你出一个数学题目。
I want to give a mathematical question to you.
我说，以诺几岁？你活了几岁？
In totality, what was the life a span of Enoch?
365。
365.
他几岁开始与主同行？
What was the year that he began to walk with the Lord?
365比65。
To divide 365 into 65.
我说圣经告诉我们说我们在地上健康可以活几岁？他说80岁。
And within scripture we see that the Bible tells us that if we're healthy we can live to an age of 80.
这是很有趣的数学问题啊。
And I thought this became a very interesting mathematical a problem.
所以圣经里面也有数学。
And so we see there are mathematics.
365比65等于80比 x. 你算出这个 x 等于多少出来给我这个。
And so I set this formula in front of him. 365 times 65 equals to 80 times x.
等一下。
So immediately he said, "Wait a minute." He went to figure it out.
他说14.2。
He came out with the number 14.25.
我问他，我说你今年几岁？
So I asked him how old he was.
他说我14岁。
Said he is 14.
这个学生没话讲。
The student was speechless.
当然，我这样跟他有这个数学的游戏，不是要逼他14岁就要与神同行。
I know that.It was not through this mathematical formula that I somehow wanted to force the student at the age of 14 to walk with the Lord.
但是我要强调一件事情。
But yet I wanted to emphasize something.
你越早认识神，但越早与神同行，是你一生
的福气。
That the sooner it is, the earlier that is that you begin to walk with the Lord, the greater blessing your life will be.
第三个，我们觉得很有趣。
Thirdly, an interesting item that is noted here.
在第五章里面，每一个人都是说某某人活了几百岁就死了。
We see each one listed here as somebody that had lived X amount of years and then died.
很奇怪，以诺没有说他死了。
And very interestingly, we see it described as Enoch as being somebody that did not die.
以诺活了365岁，神将他取去，他就不再世。
Described here as Enoch living 365 years, and then he was no more because the Lord took him away.
圣经里面，在旧约圣经里面有两个人没有死就离开这个世界。
There are two people recorded within the Old Testament of being ones who did not experience death and left the world.
我在开玩笑说，这两个人都是姓以的，所以的以，一个叫以诺，一个叫以利亚。
One was by the name of Enoch and the other Elijah.
我们在他们两个人身上都看见同样的一件事情。
And we see within the life of both of these people,
他们到了某一个人生的阶段，上帝就把他们带离开这个世界。
We see that when they reached a certain stage within the human lifespan, that God took them away.
我们承认今天在圣经里面很少看到这样的例子，除了他们两个以外。
And we have to accept the fact that outside of these two people, there are very few examples recorded in Scripture of like manner.
但是弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，让我们相信，注意一个很重要的一个真理。
But dear friends and brothers and sisters, I hope that here we can indeed see a very important truth that is recorded.
有一天在这个世界上，有不少人跟以诺跟以利亚一样，不需要经过死，他就进到永恒里去。
That one day upon this earth there will be many similar to Enoch and Elijah that will not have to experience death to go into eternity.
今天我们在教会里面太少传讲这样的一种荣耀的盼望的信息。
And so often today within the church, this glorious message is absent.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。